Oh, that's great.
All right, go ahead. Give us some more knowledge, Kukui. You moved it way hard, Doug. Doug, I like when you say some vague-ass statements like, I don't know, but I'm going to give an answer.
Hey, bro, I'm not trying to say you're right or you're wrong, because I don't want to say you're right and us both be wrong, but I got your back, so I'm definitely not going to call you out. So, yeah, that sounds about right.
All righty. That was a whole lot of words from El Kukui. You know what, Doug? I don't know. I missed a show. I didn't realize I missed a show because you told me today that they did one on Friday, which is today if you're listening in real time. But there's a whole day of topics that I missed. So where do you want to get started?
Well, there's a lot. It's been eventful. Rich is, you know, he's been hella sad because of his Niners. Taylor Swift, you know, we got some Swifty talk. Fellas talking about on Fox Sports Radio with Kelsey bumping Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I don't know where you want to jump in. The best Sandler movie. Let's start with that.
Best Sandler movie?
Yeah. I mean, they were talking Fox Sports Radio, Adam Sandler, best movies. What do you think? What are your top five Sandler movies? Or top three?
Top three? Okay. I'm going to say Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Waterboy.
Okay.
I think. What do you got?
I'm absolutely favorite movie of all time is Happy Gilmore.
All right. Yeah.
So I'm throwing that number one. Absolutely.
Okay.
And can't knock the Waterboy. That was a good one.
Yeah.
What about Little Nicky? What was that, Nicky?
Little Nicky. Yeah, I remember that.
That was a good one.
I never seen The Wedding Singer either.
All right.
Is all right?
All right.
Because they were saying, did you listen on Fox Sports? They were saying that Wedding Singer is like the best movie, his best movie.
Also encourage you to watch The Bachelor.
They do. You're right.
So, and you know, no knock to anybody.
But you're just giving reference point, right?
Yeah, I don't watch The Bachelor either. I think I'm more Gilmore. I like Gilmore. I like Little Nicky. And I'm probably going to go with one newer one. That way you go different generations. I am going to go with
Oh.
What?
I know mine. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I completely forgot. Doug, I'm going to replace Waterboy because that was kind of I was trying to think of a Sandler movie. I'm going to throw Big Daddy in there.
Big Daddy was good.
Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, all favorites. No bullshit.
I'm going Happy Gilmore, Little Nicky, and Grown Ups just because of the Chris Rock, David Spade, Kevin James.
I think you got to throw, I like the Grown Ups movies. Yeah, they were cool. They were lighthearted. But to me, I'm not sure if I feel like that's a Sandler movie, even though it's like even probably Happy Madison production. But I'm thinking of Chris Rock, Kevin James, Rob Schneider, everybody that's in it. So that's cool that that's your answer because there's no wrong answers when it's your opinion.
He ran point guard in the movie.
He did. Did you? No, it wasn't you. On the way over here, I was listening to Sam Morril on Joe Rogan.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's how you say his last name. And I'm a fan of the dude. But they were talking about Adam Sandler. And freaking Sam said that Adam Sandler, he'll be at the whatever gym, just some random ass gym.
Right.
And he'll be playing with just like random ass dudes and shit. And I was like, damn, dog, that's cool.
Plan B?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was cool. But yeah, what about any of the animated Sandler shit?
What do you mean?
Like he had that Eight Crazy Nights. Yeah, I never watched it. So that's why I was just wondering. I was like,
I don't think I did either. What else has he got animated?
Animated. I feel like he did more shit, but I could just be tripping.
All right. Well, like I said, my favorite Sandler movie is Gilmore. But he's got a lot of good ones. So, I mean, I'm not going to argue with anyone's favorite, but I for me it's not Wedding Singer, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
I will say this though. I did see a Covino Rich clip where Sebastian Maniscalco was on there, and he said, what's the age you can't wear Jordans anymore? And I don't know, me and you were talking about it earlier before we went live.
Yeah.
And I think we can wear Jordans till we fucking croak. I don't know who B-Run is, but hey, shout out. Thanks for joining us. What's up?
Oh, yeah. So let's see. 100% no wrong answers. I have Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, and Hustler. Hustler?
Yeah.
What was that?
That's some new age shit. Wasn't that with the diamonds or what?
No, that was Uncut Gems. Was Hustler the one with the basketball player?
Or where he was hustling basketball games, maybe.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Well, I don't know. Let us know, Be Real. Or what was it, B-Ron? Oh, shit, dog. You're tripping me out. Is that us in the past?
No, that's us in the present and the for future, dude. But I want to be able to log into the comments. But yeah, so anyhow, fucking another thing is, I don't know if you heard it or not, but Rich was on Fox Sports Radio, and he was talking about his dentist experience. Now, I'm just saying, he can do what he wants. It's his show, and who am I to challenge anything, right? Mm-hmm. Is what it is. Let me put that out there first before people come for me. But with that being said, I'm just a guy that likes to puff a little bit and drink some brews from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I do that, I reflect. And tonight, as I reflect, doesn't Dickie Doolittle have three different platforms? Four, if you count Sirius XM.
Yeah. So he's got Half Kids, the Patreon, and Fox Sports, right?
Plus he's Dickie VJ on, what is he on, 90s or whatever he's on, right?
Yeah.
Why not talk about the appropriate shit on the appropriate platform? Does he really feel like talking about his dentist experience on Fox Sports Radio from 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon is the right platform for that? Because he has other options. Us Covino Rich listeners don't mind.
Mm. You know what? He could even put it on a show with Nicole because they could take it to, oh, yeah, he could have told that story and then went into, oh, your kid's first, you know, dentist experience or some shit like that, you know?
Well, yeah. And I know we come for Rich once in a while, and I'm not. And so I want to be clear about something. It's not that I didn't like to hear his story.
Uh-huh.
But my situation was, why am I hearing it on Fox Sports Radio instead of have Smut They Said or the Covino and Rich show?
Yeah.
I just felt like it wasn't the right platform, in my opinion, from a listener's perspective.
Yeah.
If I'm sports radio dude and I'm flipping through Fox Sports Radio and I'm landing on the channel and I'm trying to hear something from, I'm thinking Colin, I'm thinking Rob Parker, uh-huh, and Chris Broussard, and I'm thinking
the Odd Couple,
Nick Wright, Joy Taylor, Speak One. I'm thinking all that, and then I come and I just happen to land on that, and this guy's talking about the dentist, and I'm like hardcore sports nut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah. No, you know what? And it's kind of hard for me to think about that. I mean, I'd have to think about it, like you were saying, from an outsider's perspective. Because like you said, we dig all of their stuff, right?
We do.
So I feel like I'm a little unbiased because I'm like, I don't mind hearing it on Fox Sports, but I'm thinking of somebody that's a hardcore sports person and they're on Fox Sports, right?
Well, because it's not Turbo, it's not Stars 2, Maxim. It's not any of those. You're on Fox Sports Radio. So, again, I'm not being critical because I don't mind hearing about it. I'm just wondering how the average person got serious in their truck because they got a new car or whatnot, got a free trial, and they're trying to check out a sports show. And not to say that the brand Covino and Rich, I think they would love the Covino and Rich brand. I just don't know about his damn dentist experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget. I feel like he somehow tied that into like Patrick Mahomes or something. I could be tripping, but I forget how it went.
I'm not too sure. I just know he went on for about 5 minutes about that shit. And then he got others involved, and I'm like,
yeah,
you know, hey, whatever. If it works, it works. I'm thinking out loud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of something else that happened this week. So they come, Spot supposedly hooked up with some chick that was, looked like the chick from the WWF, that Paige girl.
Oh, shit. I can't hear myself no more.
Oh, yeah, that was there me. You. Yeah. Do you know which one Paige is?
I know, yeah, with the black hair and the tattoos.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah, bro. I said, what?
That's why we're buddies. Me and Luis were talking about this the other day.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah, gross for you, dope for me.
I know.
You know?
All right.
So, like,
That's where we're tandem.
But yeah, no, I dig it. No lie. That's why we could kick it, right? Because say we were a couple of single dudes. We go out to the fucking wherever, Jasper's, you know, shout out Jasper's here in Lompoc.
Hey, we're not beefing over Paige. Go yeah. for it, bro. Even if I'm empty-handed at the end of the night.
I can't believe, dog, you don't think she's bad, like, at all?
I mean, okay. All bullshit aside, I've had to rate her from a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Paige, she's the white chick, the gothy-looking with the black yeah. hair. And yeah, probably about a 4.
That's crazy, dog. Ah. Okay, that's crazy. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's cool. I dig it, because...
I mean, no disrespect. I mean, if you're
none taken, I'm stoked, dog, because I think she's bad. So that's what I'm saying. If we were homies, we could fucking kick it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you know, and that's no disrespect to her. For my style, like, again, your 10 scale might be different than mine. Okay, and she's a nice person, and you know, people know who she is, and
she's a nice person.
I mean, I'm not trying to.
I love how nice you're trying to be.
Well, I'm not.
She's a nice person. She comes from a good home.
Bro, you're asking me something honest. I'm trying to, hey, in this world that we live in, I got to try to be honest without fucking getting
offending
everyone,
people.
Yeah, getting everyone pissed off. I mean, that's just as honest as I could be respectfully.
Respectfully.
And if you don't like it, oh well. My pops used to have a saying, if you don't like it, you're going to get over it or you won't.
Yeah.
See, I'm looking at the chat. It's tough sometimes to hear the same stories over and over, but there are new listeners everywhere and different listeners. Love it or hate it, it is what works. And I agree. I totally agree with that.
What stories? Oh, okay. I understand. About the Fox Sports and all that.
And then
shit.
Lisa says, yeah, she said she was okay with it, but she hears what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I'm not hating, you know, I'm just being honest.
Because
I don't know. I mean, at least for all the old school Sirius XM listeners, didn't we all just land on Covino and Rich one day?
Yeah. 100%.
Right? I mean, I just landed on it one day. So, I mean, whatever they were saying in the moment that I clicked the channel and it went to Maxim, it caught my attention.
Yeah. When I started listening, they were replaying the Tuesday story.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, back in, I remember that was, like, the first or second time I listened to them. They were talking about that.
He was all awkward burgers that day.
And I'm sure, dog, that it might have been played on the show a handful of times because I didn't start listening until 2012.
Right.
So they probably played that a million times, and I just had never heard it. But, you know, that was one of the few things that caught me in the beginning, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah. What's interesting in a world where everything's ever changing.
But again, what about young new love? Young new love. Like, you want to go out and celebrate. You're going to tell some girl you're trying to impress.
Did you put this in?
I'm just posing a question. You're trying to impress this girl, right? She could be your future wife. You know what? I thought about it. How about we just go on Friday? Because I really don't care that much. He's like, oh, I thought we were going to do something. You're going to want to let down. I think this is good advice for someone that's been in a relationship for a long time.
No, because now it's too late then. If you've been in a relationship a long time, I think it's an early red flag that if this girl is so demanding that, like, no, today is Valentine's Day. Get the out of here. I can't deal with that shit.
I say there's truth to what Rich is saying. I think you make a mental note. Like, ooh, this might be a high-maintenance girl with a lot of expectations. But I also look back at the attempts I made as a younger fella, and I think that was nice of me to try to go all out to impress somebody, to show that you cared.
So what do? Do you, if you're trying to impress a chick, do you try to take her on a Friday, or do you take the time out of your busy work schedule to go on the actual day, even if it falls during the week?
I think if you're trying to impress somebody, it's brand new. You go on the day, you know, I, in my mind, I mean, that's what I would do. But I could see if you don't do that, how you could be like, well, I'm trying to make sure she's not high maintenance or whatever. But I think you're trying to impress her. You're not going to come all raggedy. You're going to come shaved. You're going to come bathed. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to bring your best shit. So why not? Like it doesn't matter if Friday's less packed. You know, I'll make it work. We'll fucking get some work. Cool. You know, I might have to call somebody and get us in somewhere that, you know, because we're not going to be at McDonald's or some shit, you know?
Right, right.
So,
what about McDowell's?
I don't know what that is.
From Coming to America?
I don't remember.
You never saw McDowell's?
No.
Where he worked and he had the broom and Louis Anderson tried to rob the plate. You never seen Coming to America with Eddie Murphy?
I know the movie.
McDowell's.
I don't remember it very well.
Oh. Sorry, it's a Coming to America reference. It's McDowell's. They copied McDonald's, but they called it McDowell's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I could see that. I just don't remember.
Oh.
And I might remember later. I can't remember a lot of things right now, Doug.
You came to visit Kukui.
How are we still 20 years late? Do you see what B-Ron said?
Uh-uh.
Can you read it real quick? Because I can't see it right here.
Yeah, let me see. Are we still 20 years later? I'm Maxim. Days back with Sammy J. The stories are gold, relevant to all of us who grew up with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And it's cool. actually, you know what? I'm glad that we're talking about this because I didn't realize how many people have found them in the last, like, maybe 5 years.
A lot.
But I had put a poll up on Facebook, and I was like, hey, what year did you find, you know, Kubino and Rich, and what station was it on? You know, you had a handful of the, oh, Maxim, 05, whatever, whatever. But there was a lot of people, 2016, 2020, 2017. And I was like, damn, because I thought a lot of the people are, you know, I've been listening, what, 12 years?
What I got a question for B-Ron is fucking, does he remember the Gary V show back in the day when they were on Stars 2?
Mm-hmm.
That was trash. I like Gary V a lot, and I root for Gary V because he's a good dude with a positive message. But that show, The Wine Web and whatever it was,
yeah,
that shit was wackadoski, if you ask me, even though you didn't.
Yeah, and I don't remember. I didn't used to listen back then, so.
I think that was, that might have been 08, 08, 09, something like that, but.
Yeah. B-Ron remembers McDowell's too. But I don't know why the reference is slipping me right now.
Taylor Swift effect.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it again, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it up. Does it bother you she was highlighted in the Super Bowl, the playoffs, the season as much as she was?
No. But I don't know if I'm the best person to ask.
Why is that?
Because I've been a fan of her since back in the day, like 06, I remember.
It didn't bother me one bit, and I can't name one song, and I can't name an album. I can't name anything she's done.
Oh, yeah.
But,
me too.
But my question is this. When they build these big-ass stadiums, do you think they build 80,000 seats to fill half?
No.
They build them to fill them.
Yeah, you're right.
When a company sets an advertising budget and they go and say, we're going to go get a star, they try to maximize that budget and get the biggest star for what that budget allows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the NFL didn't pay anything, and they got the biggest star in the world. How are you hating on the biggest star in the world supporting somebody's business?
Mm-hmm.
That's what business is about. Like, if you thought what you could build a business and the way that it would work out, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Being the biggest sport in a big country,
mm-hmm,
with the world's biggest star,
mm-hmm,
they're rooting your business on.
Yeah.
If you can't see that, what do they say on the TikToks?
Then you could go fuck yourself.
Okay, then you can go fuck yourself.
Is that, I don't know.
I thought it was, is we ain't the same or whatever the fuck. Oh, they say, but yeah. Hey, I like yours better.
My bad, I was channeling Luis's dad.
All right, El fucking Venados?
Yeah, hey, I'll give you a fucking, maybe I cut this out of the fucking, of the one that people listen to after the fact.
Okay.
But I remember Doug, Luis's dad, when I met him.
Uh-huh.
He goes, Luis is like, hey, this is my buddy Daniel, or whatever, right? Fucking Luis's dad goes, hey, mijo, you have a girlfriend? And I was like, nah. He's like, why?
Oh, shit. He told you that?
I was like, nah, dog, I don't have a girl. You can't be between ladies or what? Nah, dog, you don't have one on lock.
Oh, that's great. Hey, he sounds like someone fucking, he's a G. He sounds like a G.
Oh, you know what, dog? Oh, one day I'll bring Luis on and we'll have him tell the story about his dad being a fucking G, dog. He just told me a story about his dad this like past weekend, being a fucking G, and it was some cool shit. People coming up and like shaking his hand and being like, hey, OG, we respect you and shit.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, cool shit.
B-Ron says he was there back with Stretch, DeVore, Diana, and CNR. And I remember those days.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is I was just telling you that I used to drive back in the day a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Stretch was the morning. I don't remember who was like 9 to noon, but I think Covino and Rich were like noon to 3 back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think DeVore and Diana were like 3 to 6. Or maybe they were 6 to 9, Covino was 3 to 6. I don't know, something like that. B-Ron can back me up.
Mm-hmm.
But he also says he can't name three Taylor Swift songs either.
Yeah.
We were just in the store, remember? And you called me on my shit because I was humming a tune. And you're like, bro, I thought you didn't know any of this shit.
And, yeah.
And what did I say? Like, I know a lot of these grocery store songs, yeah. but I still can't tell you the artist who sings it or the name of the song, but I can probably groove to the chorus line.
Yeah. And it was some shit like, let's groove tonight or some bullshit like that, huh?
Yeah. Or all I want to know what Tut is. And the funny thing is all the Tickle Sack songs, when I did used to work in the grocery store, bro, I would sing the Tickle Sack version out loud just to fuck around. Yeah.
Around Christmas, did you sing Me Like You Lick My Caca?
And Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Bro, sometimes when the store was closed and there was like only like a couple employees and myself in the store who were hella cool, I might even let one out on the intercoms.
Doug, I made a joke the other day about Jose Feliciano, and my sister didn't get it. You know who that is, right?
Nope.
Oh, all right. But my sister, I thought everybody knew he sings Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
And
I thought it was Tickle Sack.
But no, I had made a joke the other day, and my sister was like, what? Who's that? And I was like, I told her, I'm like, the dude that fucking sang it? She was like, nah, I don't fucking know. She's like, I know the song.
I don't know with her.
Yeah, I was like, you and Kukui.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I know the song, and I know the real song. The first song, I know the song that Feliz Navidad copied, which was Feliz Navidad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And that's by Tickle Sack. Feliz Navidad, that's a good song, too. But, yeah, I have no clue.
Hey, fucking look at fucking B-Real's fucking comment. I know that ain't it, but I'm going to call him B-Real, dog.
He said, what you drinking? I'm a tequila, bro. He said, saw the shot. D, I had poured him a big-ass, whatever that thing is. That's more than a shot.
I got fucking Shaq hands. And look how fucking big this is.
Yeah, no, that's Hennessy. Yeah. D got some Henny Hen.
Yeah, dog. I'm channeling my inner fucking rapper and shit.
And I got the Estrella Jalisco's, the fucking knockoff Coronas, but you get a 24-pack for $20.
I don't sip shots, dog, but that's just fucking gross.
Yeah, now cognacs, you get a yak. Rough out here.
All right, let me see.
That's rougher than a female's whiskers.
Yeah, that's sad.
But you want me to play some clips or what?
Yeah, dog, let's hear some clips.
El Kukui. Jesus. Three boxes.
I
like,
see what's in there.
No, it's just Pepperidge Farm cookies and goldfish. Boxes and boxes and boxes.
I'm going to open a pet store.
The store. Yeah, so we're going to make good use of them. We're going to have to bring some of these to Fox, and people take those like vultures, trust me. But, you know, we'll definitely make good use of these and appreciate you very much. Thank you, guys. El Kukui. Thank you, man. Sorry it took so long.
So check this shit out. For anybody that's listening that thinks, hey, does El Kukui always send all this shit? Is he really sending it? Blah, 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 blah. Well, okay. So check this shit out. We're live today from El Kukui's house, right? You guys are tuning in on the day that we're first ever chilling in person. So you guys get to hang out with us for the first time as well. But what was I saying, dog?
But the snacks.
Oh, yeah. So I fucking walk into El Kukui's house, and what am I greeted with? Some fucking, hey, what do you want? You want some fucking Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice fucking goldfish? You want these shit? So look at, anytime you guys see him sending those packages and shit, he is for real sending them. It ain't just some bullshit.
Yeah, bro, I showed him fucking 5 bags of coffee. We got sourdough bread. We be working trades. He's drinking Red Bull I traded for. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, we got it. We got it over here, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm just glad they get to use it. And for me, I know they got kids and, you know, Covino's sister's there. And so send the minis. And that's what they're for, bro. I don't expect them to eat fucking 10,000 cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take them to Fox. Put them in the break room. Fucking hook people up. That's why they're there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just glad they're putting them to good use.
Yeah. No, that's hella cool. Like, dog, think about it. You don't have to think about it. You are about it. But, like, if I fucking, dog, say I take a bag of fucking snacks like that to work and shit, dog, everybody would just be like, oh, shit, I'd be the fucking cool dude of the day. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question for you, too.
All right. What's up?
Is it scumbag or is it dope that when some bum out there, because homelessness right now is at an all-time high, right? So whenever any of these fuckers hit me up for a dollar, I just hand them a bag of cookies or crackers.
Oh, for real?
Nah, I got some cookies for you, though, if you want some.
Doug, there's a meme that goes around that is like when a fucking bum asks you for money and you're like, me too, or some shit, you know, I need some too.
Right.
Doug, I remember I did that shit in like fucking 07 before that shit was even a meme and shit. Because I remember I was at fucking, I was at Delso, right? Some fucking Mexican fucking place or whatever.
Yeah.
And the dude walks out and the dude's like, I walk out and the dude's like, hey, you got any money? I was like, fuck, I need some too. I was in a bad mood because I was poor and shit.
Yeah.
But it happens, you know?
No, it does. So for me, that's why I'm like, fuck it. Because the thing is, if you're asking me for the money for some beer or some fucking to get high, I get it. I'm not judging you at all. I'm not going to give the shit to you, you know?
But I get
it. But if I'm in a good mood, I might pass you a beer. Who knows? But
yeah.
At the end of the day, though, I mean, I got some snacks. And they're good. They're top of the line snacks, fucker. And if you ask me for a dollar and I hand you some crackers or some cookies and you don't want them, then I don't know what to tell you. And D were just talking about The Bachelor.
Yeah, we were.
We were just talking about that an hour ago, hour and a half maybe.
Yeah.
I don't knock it. Not my deal. You know, people that like it, they like it. I'm not saying it's good or it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch it. There's plenty of shit on TV for me to watch other than what I perceive to be fake drama.
Yeah.
My share of fake drama is like Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mm-hmm. watch some Jersey Shore, but I don't watch The Bachelor.
I caught a few minutes of the Jersey Shore the other day. I haven't watched it since like 2012.
Really?
Right. I left them and I found Covino and Rich, basically.
Okay.
And, but, you know, it was on the other day, and I cut a couple of minutes. I was like, oh, dog, I'd get back into this shit for a minute because it looked fucking cool. It looked cool, so.
You know what? I mean, I had it on, I think yesterday, actually. There was a new episode every Thursday, and I didn't really pay attention. I just kind of let it go or whatever, TikTok in the background while this shit's playing or whatever. But I do watch the Jersey Shore. That's kind of my guilty pleasure. So, again, I'm only saying that because I don't fuck with The Bachelor, but I'm not a Mathis, Judge Wapner, or Judy, and I'm not judging if you like The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Some people watch it with their ladies because they want to. I'm not against it. If my lady has it on, I'll watch it.
I prefer to watch porn with my lady, but you guys go ahead and watch The Bachelor. It's all good.
we're about to light on fire. So we have a mini panic attack. Right? It was just like, hey. Yeah, you know, they court you with their lady, dog.
It's a fresh white tee.
This is brand fucking new. I'm about to send this with D to make a logo.
Nowadays, it's fucking $9.
Oh, fuck. Damn, you get it from $9? They cost me $10.
It used to be fucking $5.99 if you bought three.
Yeah.
Not no more.
Yeah. Let me see. Totally get it. I watched Grey's Anatomy with my little kid. My wife's kid.
I watch SVU with August. I get it. No judging. Everyone has their little things. Everyone likes to watch their shit.
You watch SVU, you said?
Yeah, I do.
Or as my grandma calls it, dog, because she's fucking Mexican. She calls it CIS or what is it?
SVUs?
Nah, she calls it SUVs, dog.
SUVs. I'm not mad at her.
SUVs, dog. She's a
SUV. Is Ice Punch on there?
The SUVs, dog. I don't know why that shit's so fucking funny to me.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, dog. Oh, my God. You got to keep up with the chat.
Hey, and I work fucking, and I watch shit like, you know, I like Two Broke Girls. I like fucking Sheldon Cooper. I like corny shit, bro.
The Young Sheldon?
Yeah, this ain't, you know.
I didn't know.
I don't watch Young Sheldon.
That's what I was going to say. I never fucking watched that shit. I didn't know if it was any good.
I don't know. I watched the regular one, though.
Yeah, The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that I watch, but
yeah,
Bachelor ain't one of them.
Oh, hey, speaking of watching shit, are you gonna fucking?
No, it's the light because I looked. I already checked it out.
What happened?
She said it's getting me fired up, literally. And I looked at the light. No, it's the light. My shit look all red in the picture.
Oh no, it's not bad, dog.
No, right here I look good. On the cameras, I'm all fucked up. Spot.
Dog, that shit's not even. you moved it way hard, dog. No, it's kind of back where it was.
Fuck.
I forgot I could see it right here. We're good. There you go. That's probably perfect. Not dog.
Yeah. Hey. I'm not snitching on nobody, so I'll just stay quiet. Lisa says, I watched my husband sleep through Hold Rush and Homestead Heroes or some such bullshit so he'll compromise. And, you know, and compromise is different. So with that being said, Lisa, if my lady said, babe, can you watch The Bachelor with me? I watch your bullshit. There's games that you watch that I don't really give a shit about. And, you know, you watch all this corny ass other bullshit. Yeah. Fuck it. I would do it. Yes, I would absolutely watch The Bachelor. I think that's probably a clarification that needs to be made, because they don't probably just watch The Bachelor. They're probably both watching The Bachelor with their better half.
And then they're probably watching like the Stallone documentary and shit with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And they're watching Ted with you. And speaking of, have you seen Ted the series?
The teddy bear one?
The Ted, he has a series.
Shut up, dog.
Oh, that shit's fucking great.
For real.
He's trying to get kicked out of school. They're bong ripping all the time. It's fucking dope.
Dog, I showed. All right. This ain't the fucking proudest fucking, where am I at? The proudest fucking parent moment. But I showed my daughter a few minutes of that movie. She thought it was the funniest shit she ever fucking seen in her whole life, dog.
Yeah?
Yeah. I fucking love that movie, Ted. Fuck yeah.
Ted's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Andrew, are you talking gummies?
What a timeout.
He takes 60 mil and barely a grin.
Oh, you know what? That was something I wanted to talk to you about, Doug.
What's that? So,
all right. I'm not going to lie. 10 milligrams of any gummies or whatever will fuck me up, right?
Okay.
But I know it ain't shit, right? I know that's some pussy shit, right? But
didn't take half. I would take half of that.
No. But the thing is, Doug, that's not even what I'm talking about. Rich was saying the other day, they were on the show or some shit, and he had a gummy, and it was, it was when he got high in fucking Vegas. They were like 10 milligrams, and then Covino's like, that's a lot. And then Spot was like, fuck, dude, that's a crazy high amount. And I was like, Doug, I know it's a little bitch amount, but like they were making it like he took like fucking like 50 in a couple of fucking handfuls, you know?
10 is one gummy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's some weak shit.
It's the recommended entry level dose.
Yeah.
You want to go hardcore, eat the pack.
That's what made me laugh.
Eat the bag, because they can't, especially here in Cali, they don't sell you more than 100 milligrams in a bag anyway. So basically it's just 10 milligram pieces. You want to fucking get loaded, eat the bag. If you want to get kind of loaded, eat half the bag. Ask Andrew. What's Andrew? Hey, Andrew, how many pieces did you eat? He says 60, barely grin. He said gummies.
Uh-huh.
B-Ron said he's never watched one episode of The Bachelor. Me neither. I'm with you on that. Yeah, Rich said it wasn't a lot, but he was visibly impaired in minutes. But see, I wonder if he got crossfaded. Was he drinking first?
I don't know. No. Wait, were they?
Because
they were in Vegas, they might have been.
Because a lot of times if you mix it at the wrong time, you know, weed and alcohol will get you crossfaded.
Yeah.
So if he ate that shit after he'd already been drinking like on an empty stomach or something, yeah, it'll mess with them.
Dang, dog, we're gonna get some tri-tip after this.
Oh yeah, no, we got Santa Maria tri-tip. We're gonna cook over some red oak. We're getting down with some some elotes and some sopitas.
Oh, sopita, dog. I could have that fucking what is it? Recipes in the Hood Kitchen, Rithk.
Oh yeah, hey, we could. Hey, Snoop, we know you got a cookbook and it went big time. E-40 got goon with the spoon. You got to come fuck with me, Snoop.
Here, for a second. I got to fix your shit.
Because I know you guys ain't cooking corn in the husk on the grill. Anyhow, let's see. Massachusetts has 5 milligram pieces, so 12. So Andrew takes, that's 60. So that's like 6 gummies. That's a good amount. If you take that, you're going to get keyed.
There you go, dog.
Because, I mean, literally, like, you could think about it in, like, terms like this. You can't die. So literally, you could eat. I've seen people like 500 milligrams.
Yeah.
I've seen people take nano. I've seen people take nano, which anybody that knows what nano is breaking the THC molecule down to a nanoparticle, which allows it to cross the blood-brain barrier within 5 minutes. And so you do that by shooting it at a high PSI through a machine, and it shatters the molecule into these nanoparticles.
Yeah. Oh, shit, my bad. Talk, I don't know, turn that off. Talk. There we go, Don. That's all we had to do.
You know what, Andrew? And I worked for the biggest company in America. So, yes, there's a lot of... that. Yeah, I drove D by it today. There's a lot of science involved and a lot of tests and a lot of terms that, you know, they're kind of sound technical.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I finally got to listen to?
What?
Remember when Matt sat in for Rich the other day? Like 2 weeks ago at this point?
Yes.
Doug, I got to finally fucking check that shit out.
What'd you think?
It was hella good.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I would listen to a Nicole. You know what? Actually, let me fucking scoot over here. Then maybe we can both get into shit.
A Nicole and Matt?
Yeah. I think fucking Nicole and Matt could have their own show. I think it'd be dope.
I think it would too. I agree with you 100%. Because he's totally different than Rich.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be a hella dope. I mean, a different fucking podcast, but it would be hella dope.
All right. So what about Fox Sports Radio? Guys were talking about Kelce bumping Andy Reid.
I feel like they made a bigger deal about it than it had to be, because they were like, oh, you know, if he was anybody else and all this shit. I think, Doug, I mean, it is what it is. He's not nobody else. You know what I'm saying? That's why that shit happened. But I don't know, Doug. What are you thinking?
It was definitely a horrible look.
Yeah.
It is what it is. That kind of shit happens in sports. Let's not blow it up more than we need to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a bad look. He got caught slipping. The dude almost fell down. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can't let your emotions get that much out of fucking control. And he did, but he apologized. They worked it out, and fuck, I guess you move on.
Yeah. oh, fuck. This dude said fucking, it was fucking B-Roll that said, what do you say? Holy shit, Daniel is rich with ADD.
With ADD radio.
Nah, I think Andrew Fournier said it's because he's Taylor's boyfriend. I don't think so, Doug. I think it's because he's one of the best fucking tight ends. I mean,
I disagree too, Andrew. I'm not going to bullshit. I think that's who he is. He's always been fiery. He's always been passionate. I mean,
yeah,
he got caught in a bad moment on the biggest stage, crossing the line. We're not even going to say he tiptoed it.
Yeah.
The fact that he bumped him like that and we're having this conversation, he crossed it. If he didn't cross it, we wouldn't talk about it. Uh-huh. So he crossed the line. But I don't think it's something that's not repairable.
Yeah, and I think, dog, I mean, I think it's cool that as fucked up as it was, he was showing how passionate he was, and that passion ended up winning them the game.
Yeah, now I mean, if they would have lost, we're having a different conversation.
Exactly. And, you know, it's fucked up. But that's the truth, though.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Because if we lost, that's the because here's the thing. The Niners lost. Now they're sending the defense, and they didn't call the right plays and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
They fired the fucking defensive coach. Had the Chiefs lost, they might have released Travis Kelce.
Who knows?
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just the way that it is. But, you know, she brought too much money, bro.
Okay, I have a question. Do you think, because you said, yeah, they would have fucking released them, right?
Yes.
Do you think they would have? Knowing how much revenue that she's bringing in for them,
I hate to answer a question with a question.
Yeah,
but is the biggest global icon in the world staying with him if he gets released for doing some stupid shit like that in the Super Bowl? They lose. I mean,
I don't know
how much in love are they.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he got released, I think she'd stay with him.
Would she? I don't know. If he got released because he bumped his coach and almost knocked him down on the Super Bowl and it cost him a victory?
Yeah.
And then they released him? I don't know. Maybe she. I don't know.
I don't know because people are already saying, oh, like, because you see him get all passionate and shit, people are like, oh, is he abusive and all this shit behind doors?
See, hey, Terpenes gave you the... Oh, we got to read this, bro. I got to read the chat.
Yeah, read the chat, Doug. Let me know what's going on.
So, Andrew said fucking... how people not made a Mr. Nice Guy brand. I remember the Mr. Nice strain from way back in the day.
Humble. You remember what that's from, though, right?
Cheech and Chong?
No. Half Baked. That's the weed company that they start. They're Mr. Nice Guy.
Well, there's a strain called Mr. Nice, and it's a distinct smell. Like, when you smell it, you know it's Mr. Nice.
For real?
Yeah. And then he said, the terpenes are what gave you the giggles, B.
terpenes. Doc, what I was trying to say earlier, and I don't know why it made me laugh so much. You were saying the terpene, and I was going to say, I just put a new serpentine belt on my fucking car.
On your car?
And I fucking, dog, I don't know why.
The terpentine belt?
Stupid fucking, it's dumb as shit, dog, but I was rolling, dog. That shit was funny.
Tell him more about terpenes. Daniel's faded. Holy shit, Daniel's a rich with ADD radio. It's because he's Taylor's boyfriend, but he's had the cameras on him more. Yes, he was way out of line. Lisa says, B, Ron, just want to say I was just worried about Rich mixing drinks, edibles, Advil, and having a long night ahead of him at work. Nothing against fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I think the drinking and edibles, you're all right, but once you start mixing the Advil in, that's when I get worried.
You know, and you know what's funny is that none of them brought that up. And I thought if you were fucking going to have that shit, it says not to be drinking and shit or not to, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, the Advil bottle tells you if you consume more than 3 drinks a day, you got to consult your physician.
Yeah.
So for me, no one's ever died from an OD of weed unless they walked into traffic or walked off a building or a cliff or a bridge or something like that. Uh-huh. But it's never killed anybody.
Yeah.
So you can drink all you, you know, well, alcohol will kill you before the weed will kill you.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. And I think if you're mixing them, you'll go to sleep first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to drink too much and eat too many edibles. You'll go to sleep. It's the Advil. I'd be scared.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. And I wonder if it's only because of it, like, thins your blood and shit, or I wonder.
That part, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know the bottle says don't mix the shit.
Yeah.
So I try not to.
Yeah, same.
Anyways, what you got?
I don't know. You know what? Actually, hold on. Oh, I lost my phone. Oh, it's over there.
I, you know what? While you look for your phone, I got a question.
What's up?
I talked to this with you about this earlier. Are the interruptions on the show when Covino's speaking at an all-time high?
I don't know. And the only reason I say that is because I haven't been listening that closely as far as like to notice like that. But somebody did mention it on the crawl page the other day.
I feel like he can't get through half a story
uh-huh.
before one of them wants to derail it for like 30 seconds before they... Yeah. And then he goes, as I was saying, and like he's got to like re-catch up. I feel like they've been... I feel like he knows they're going to derail him too.
What I couldn't get over the other day is when they were having a conversation and Rich kept not answering the question. And
yes,
he is. And my buddy hit me up the other day, or not the other day, but he hit me up a while back. And he was like, dude, he was like, Rich never answers questions. And I was like, for real. And he was like, no, for real. Like, he'll ask questions. He never answers them. He finds every way to get out of them.
Right.
This week, Doug, I don't know how many questions they asked him. And Covino was like, and you have yet to answer the question, like 20 minutes later. And Rich was like, my answer is... And then he found a way to fucking deflect again. It was crazy, dog. He's got a weird fucking talent for that shit.
He's Captain Deflector. There's no doubt about it.
100%, dog. He doesn't answer the fucking questions.
No. Nope.
You know, like.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
I got some clips if you want.
Fucking play the clips, dog. We gave you fucking access. You're good.
Surprise.
I'm here.
It is not Rich Davis on Thank today's.
God. The back of your. We've had enough of that guy. You were saying. We've had enough of that guy.
Rich is currently in.
Yeah, that's fucking funny.
I thought that was funny. I thought it was a great little jab. I don't think we've ever had enough of Rich, but it's funny to say it, though.
Have you ever seen Matt?
Yeah, I think he's the bearded guy, right?
I don't know. No, I was going to say, because he sounds so different. Like, as time progresses, I start picturing him in my head different.
Uh-huh.
At first, I pictured him like a skinny white guy, almost like Franz. I don't know if you've seen Franz, but skinny, tall, white guy, whatever. And, like, right now, when he was like, oh, we've had enough of him, to me, he sounds like shorter and chubbier with glasses or some shit.
And a white guy beard.
Yeah.
Not even lined up, just fucking neck and goes all the way up to connects with his eyelashes. And
oh, that shit's scandalous. Doc, have you ever seen the people that their chest is so hairy and their fucking beard is that they cut like a little line to disconnect it and shit, dog?
Yeah.
They don't pay the bill on that bitch because they fucking want it to get disconnected. Do you see that?
What about the disconnectors of the nostril hairs from their shit where it just goes up the nose, bro? Shit's gross.
Nah, Doug. Nah, can't do that shit.
You cannot let your nostril hair fucking connect with your moustache.
No, Doug. No, that shit's scandalous.
Scandal.
All right.
B-Ron, before he's out, he said 100% Rich doesn't answer questions. Okay, now I'm out.
Yeah.
And no, Rich, let her B-Ron. He does not answer questions.
What's another clip? We got another one?
Yeah.
Starting that a little bit later on the episode. I just think you're taking on too much. And every time you do that, you end up not enjoying yourself. And like, you like Super Bowl and you want to be able to sit down and watch and not be able to, like, not be cooking all day.
You know, the Super Bowl doesn't really, the game, I lose my bets very early, very early in the season.
Right.
It's just, I like a convivial atmosphere.
So are you the guy that throws the party and you, would you cater or would you cook?
I would cater just so, because dog, if you're hosting the party already, you're going to freaking have like all kinds of shit on your mind. You're going to be already stressed about a million things. Why are you going to add another one of you actually having to be in charge of the food and shit? I don't know.
I've done both. I agree. I think it's a lot more chill. You get to relax and hang out more when you cater. Absolutely. And then I've also been the guy that cooks, you know, and when you're at get togethers or shindigs that are family related and maybe in-law related at that, and you don't really want to be there, you're just there by obligation, that's when I do the cooking, because that's my way out. Hey, you want to come fuck with me, hang out the grill? I'll see you when I see you. So I guess it depends on the situation.
Fuck, dog, I feel like I had some clips, but I don't remember.
I'm out of clips. I'm out of notes. I'm out of clips. I want to give Rich a moment of silence for his 49ers. You know, hold on. It's fucked up, Rich. I feel your pain. I'm a Raider fan. I don't hate the Niners. But I don't think firing the D coordinator, Wilkes, was the right call. Shanahan does this. He did this when he was up 35 to whatever against Brady. He did this in the last Super Bowl. He likes to get complacent in the second half. Like, why are you putting the ball in the hands of Brock Purdy when you got a lead instead of chewing clock old school style and running the running back? I don't understand. And you know, who am I? It's easy for me to sit there and say that now and look back, and I'm no NFL coach, you know what I'm saying? But I mean if you can hold a Patrick Mahomes to overtime in the low 20s
to the very last play of the game, dog.
Bro, firing the defensive coordinator is not – that's
not your answer.
The defense did exactly what it was expected to do, and I don't know what else it could have did better against that man and that team. That's a championship team. Your offense didn't do enough, and your offense didn't do enough because you don't necessarily have to score points as an offense, but you can control the game by controlling the clock. And you don't necessarily have to score a shitload of points. Control the clock, and they didn't do that. And that's what lost them the game. And to fire the fucking defensive coordinator for that is chicken shit, because if you can take Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl to overtime, the second known, like even the fact they said it was only the second overtime in a Super Bowl ever, how are you firing a defensive coordinator that kept the opposing team in the low 20s into overtime?
Doc, you know what's crazy about that is that it goes to the very last play, right? And that's what changes the game. So we're doing all this shit about, oh, we're firing this person. Oh, we're praising fucking fucking Mahomes. We're doing, and it's crazy that one fucking play that like just ended the game could have been, oh, fucking Brock Purdy. Oh, is he making his own dynasty? Oh, fucking what is wrong with Mahomes? Is this over? And all, dog, is there no dynasty for one fucking play? It's crazy how the narrative could change so much, you know?
Well, and with that point, let's spin on that. The thing is, again, if it came down to one fucking play, how do you fire anybody?
I know, 100%.
I mean, how do you fire anybody? And if you're going to fire somebody, it should be the person, because I'll tell you this, I know there was a point in the Super Bowl that I was watching that the defense called a certain play and Shanahan overruled them and fucking called in and they changed a different fucking play. So I know this, if it's going to come down to just one play, how are you not pissed off at the dude calling the offense that didn't chew the fucking clock out? Had they ran the ball, it might not have came down to that one play because the other team might have ran out of time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And it is crazy, though, because you think, okay, what if it wouldn't have went fucking Kansas City's way? I'm like, would this dude have been getting a fucking raise? You know, it's just crazy.
Well, not only a raise, he might have been a head coach somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and that's the thing is the average, I'm glad you pointed that out too, because the average casual fan doesn't understand that. That Super Bowl loss is the difference in that defensive coordinator losing his job.
That's crazy.
Versus getting hired as a head coach at another one.
Yeah. That's so crazy, huh?
Because as the defensive coordinator for the Super Bowl winning team, and now the narrative is you beat Patrick Mahomes and stopped Kelce and the Swifties and whatever, yeah. That's head coach material.
Yeah.
And now he's looking for work.
It's so crazy.
As you said, because it came down to one play.
One play. You know what? We might have to hop on tomorrow or something, dog, because I think we're good right now.
At one play, that's it.
One play. So after show, but later. You know, we might be chilling maybe another time this weekend. We hope you guys join us live like you did tonight. It's always fun with the interaction. So if you guys can catch us for episode 230, we really hope you do. We're going to try to get another one out this weekend. And hopefully it looks a little better, dog. We fucking didn't get everything the way we wanted it. But after show, but later. El Cucuy, do you have any parting words?
Thanks for joining. We appreciate you. Hopefully we jump back on tomorrow.
Has B-Ron ever joined us?
I don't think so. Shout out.
Shout out B-Ron.
Thank you.
You know, so appreciate it. After show, but
Andrew,
later.
Lisa.
Baseline Trey. Let's go.
Later. On the road to the riches, cause it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul. Grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens. And come and spend a day in the 757.